JMI Wealth. Look who we found.
I'm back, Mike.
There you go. Good to see you back too. Did you have a good time?
I had a wonderful time. Had a wonderful time. Bit of COVID, but
COVID.
I got COVID while I was over there, Mike.
Did that ruin the holiday, or did you?
It was a game of two halves.
God bless you. Good to have you back. Tourism Holdings, speaking of tourism and travel, a loss, yes, but not as big, and that's, I suppose, the upside.
Yeah, dead right, Mike. After a sort of 3 weeks of a steady diet of US-centric news, it was quite refreshing to come back to New Zealand and catch up with how local businesses are getting on. And because we're talking travel and tourism, let's talk about Tourism Holdings. So, as I say, I've had a good first-hand experience of travelling over the last few weeks, and I can tell you, internally, Americans are flying, Mike. Flights are absolutely chocker. The internal domestic airlines are very busy, and it's just a zoo. The thing is, will that translate into international tourism? Now, Tourism Holdings gave a market update and guidance yesterday. So when is an expected loss good news? Well, when it's not as big a loss as had been expected. So this is their market guidance for the financial year to the end of June 2022. So statutory net loss now expected to be in the range of 2 to 4 million. Analysts were expecting that to be quite a bit higher, so over 10 million. So that's good news. So what's going on? Well, THL, Tourism Holdings, operate businesses outside of New Zealand. So they see more than just the New Zealand experience. So as travel restrictions continue to ease globally, they are seeing a recovery of international demand for recreational vehicle RV travel, which is what they do. And that's in all the countries that it operates in. So they're seeing strong growth in the number of international bookings in the US for the summer period. Locally, Mike, they are seeing it here too. Good demand coming out of Europe into New Zealand, but you're looking at later in the year, sort of October onwards. My view is that tourism won't recover substantially until we get rid of the pre-departure test. You've got to get rid of that. Now, they've signalled the potential divestment of Kiwi Experience. You've seen the buses there. Share price lifted 6 cents yesterday, Mike, to $2.83. Hasn't been above $3 since COVID hit in March 2020, so good luck to them.
And the Maxigesic's done the business?
Yeah, I wanted to tip the hat to a smaller local company. Now, you know, JMI Wealth proudly represents the wonderful Takapuna Beach area, Mike, the financial market hub on the North Shore. Well, we share that area with AFT Pharmaceuticals. Now, that probably isn't a familiar name for listeners, but I suspect you have heard of Maxigesic, the Maxigesic brand of pain relief pills. Well, Maxigesic is AFT Pharmaceuticals. This is Dr. Harley Atkinson, the team over there in Takapuna. Now, the results for the year to March 2022, really good numbers, Mike. Annual operating revenue at up 15%, strong double-digit growth across all regions, gross profit up 26.7% to 61.8 million. Net profit after tax increased from 7.8 million to just under 20 million. They will pay a dividend next year. Prospects looking pretty good. Share price has been under a bit of pressure recently, but a strong bounce yesterday. It was up just under 14%. It could be one to keep an eye on, Mike.
Okay. Did you read the budget on the plane?
Yeah, look, I did. I printed the whole thing off. You know, went to the hotel counter, said, can you print me 850 pages of the budget, please? So, I know it's a distant memory now. I know it's so last week, but there's one aspect I think is sometimes overlooked. All the focus is on comparing and measuring the quantum of spending in relation to GDP. It tends to overlook the actual spending amounts. How many dollars are they actually spending? So it sort of normalizes very large moves. So just here's two very quick numbers, very enlightening. 2017, what happened in 2017? Change of government. Core Crown expenses that year, $76 billion. 2026, what are forecast Crown expenses going to be? $138 billion. Mm-hmm. $76 billion. Just contemplate that. $76 billion, $138 billion. In other words, Crown is spending almost twice what it was when we had the change of government in 2017. Look, I understand inflation, you know, lifts those numbers, but it was running very, very low in those years. So just contemplate those numbers.
Very good indeed. What are the numbers? What are the other numbers?
Right. Well, it's all up. Risk on. It's all good. Dow Jones, 31,915. It's up 653 points overnight, over 2%. The S&P 500, 3969, up 68 points, 1.75%. Even the NASDAQ, up 181 points, 11,535, up 1.6%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 also up 1.7%, 7,513. The Nikkei gained just under 1%, 27,001. Shanghai Composite, relatively unchanged, 3,146. The Aussies celebrated a new government by barely moving, 7,148 on the ASX 200, but we gained 0.44%. The NZX 50 closing 11,316. Risk on, that's good for the New Zealand dollar. New Zealand dollar has rallied overnight, 0.6461 against the US, 0.9099 Aussie, 6047 euro, 0.5138 pounds, 82.54 yen. Gold, $1,852.43. And Brent crude, they all complain over in the States, Mike, about the price of petrol, which is, you know, half what it is here. But Brent crude, $112.95.
Good on you, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.